Aloha, and welcome to Maui Family Focus, your weekly program featuring fascinating guests giving practical advice to empower you to experience your God-given potential. I'm your host, David Corson, and with me today on Maui Family Focus is Julie Corver, director of the Kihei Baptist Preschool. Julie's been a professional educator for over 18 years, lives in Kihei. She's been married 28 years, and together they have two sons who are both serving with distinction as officers in the United States Navy. Aloha, Julie, and mahalo nui loa for joining us today here on Maui Family Focus.
Aloha, Dave. Thank you so much for having me back today.
Well, you're back by popular demand. You are no stranger to Maui Family Focus, and what a great show we had. You gave us so much information, and let's plunge into the topic of preschool and preparation for kindergarten. You know, Julie, when I was growing up back in the dark ages, traveling to school by horse and buggy, it seemed, and going to kindergarten, the expectations were rather low. We had playtime, we had share time, we played with blocks, we had our graham crackers and milk, we had nap time, but that is far different than the expectations for kindergartners in Maui County today. Students are expected today to know their alphabet, know numbers and colors and shapes, and to be able to write their name, and on the list goes. That's what is expected of children entering kindergarten today. Is that true?
That is true.
So preschool is more important than ever before. You know, maybe the tutus or even the parents or the aunties or the uncles might think, well, preschool is not all that critical. They can just start school at kindergarten. So how does preschool really prepare our keiki for kindergarten today, Julie?
That's a great question, and I'm excited to talk about these things with you today, Dave. Well, all those things you mentioned you enjoyed in kindergarten are preparing you for kindergarten and preschool should definitely be in place in a good quality preschool program. They shouldn't be excluded in any way. But the expectations are more for keiki entering kindergarten. So a good high quality early childhood education program is going to have both, and parents shouldn't have to choose between a playful program and a program that's going to equip their students to be well prepared to succeed in kindergarten. A good program is going to have an organized space and time and activities that'll be in sync with the children's social, emotional, cognitive, and physical abilities. And they'll have a good balance.
Social, emotional, cognitive. That sounds like gears in a wheel. What does that word cognitive mean?
That's a good question, too. Cognitive skills are growing rapidly at this young age. Our students are learning how to think and reason and try new things and use their verbal skills, ask a lot of questions, and they're very curious. And those are all the tools that our little keiki are using to learn in the classroom and learn in life.
And they're learning that at Kihei Baptist Preschool, right?
Absolutely. Their skills are strengthened by engaging them in a wide range of hands-on activities that challenge them to observe closely, to ask questions and test their ideas and solve problems.
Now, what role, Julie, do parents, tutus, tutukanis, aunties, uncles, what role does the family at large play in the success of the preschool student?
They're key in their children's success. And children thrive the most when there is a consistency in care between home and school. In a good preschool education, the teachers value that the parents are truly the experts on their children. Parents should get daily reports on their children's activities and have regular meetings scheduled to discuss their strengths and weaknesses and how we can best help them succeed. So parents are most important. They are their first and best teachers and tutus and aunties.
And do you have those meetings with the parents and the family members?
Yes, we do.
Fantastic. Now, the Kihei Baptist Preschool, Julie, where's that located?
We're located in Kihei on South Kihei Drive at the corner of South Kihei and Welikahau.
And if anybody's interested in learning more about the preschool, how would they contact you?
They can contact us by just going straight to our website,
And the website, www.kihei.org. Is that
That'll
right?
That'll do it. That'll link you right to the preschool.
KiheiBaptist.org for the Kihei Baptist Preschool. And are you accepting applications now?
We are currently accepting applications, and we do have space available in our class at this time.
So there still are a few openings left, but you need to act quickly if you want to take advantage of this.
Now is the time. Yes, sir.
You know, I've been on the campus, Julie, and it is beautiful. It is incredible. It's nothing like the kindergarten that I attended. It is an exciting place to go, and it's just so filled with wonderful activities and, mm-hmm. and displays, and just such a welcome and inviting environment, and the playground, and just on and on it goes. Julie, does a preschool really help children that young grow in self-confidence and independence, so they'll be ready to excel in kindergarten?
Preschool is a great training ground for independence and self-confidence. It's a place where children learn to take care of themselves and others. The teachers really appeal to the children's sense of their work. I mean, their work is play, but the play is designed very intentional for them to grow and learn and experience many new things within the classroom. Children are responsible to take care of their own things. They have their own cubby to put away their things. They learn and love to be special helpers, our line leaders, our flag holders, help set out snack, and be a cooperative member in that classroom setting. They learn that they're important in that place, and they know what's expected of them when they're there.
So you mentioned they learn to put away their things in their cubbies. Is that going to carry over when they go back home and put away their toys at home?
Well, we hope so. We hope so, as they're growing in that independence and becoming aware of themselves and others.
That's great. And this is for both boys and girls, right?
Both boys and girls, yes, sir.
And what are the ages that you accept at the preschool, Julie?
We're accepting ages 3 to 5-year-old, and we have Monday through Friday classes from 8 until 2:30, and those are full-time class slots. We have extended care that goes until 5 and an early drop-off of 7:15 for those families who need it at no additional charge.
Really?
Yes.
So they can drop them off as early as 7:15?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's great. So 8 until 2:30, and then for those parents that are working or caregivers that are working, they can come back and pick them up even later on in the afternoon.
Yes, we do have an extended care program until 5.
So that's an optional program until 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Well, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Maui Family Focus. I'm David Corson, your host, and with me is Julie Korver, director of the Kihei Baptist Preschool, located in Kihei, obviously. And we're talking about the importance of preschool for children that are going to move on to excel in kindergarten and beyond. Julie, can you tell us about the benefits of preschool students in gaining language and cognitive skills?
Absolutely. I'm going to focus a little bit on that right now. So the language skills in our classroom, we really have produced a literature-rich environment. We have many things labeled. The students aren't learning; they haven't learned to read yet, and yet they're seeing signs and words and pictures that go along with the books and the door and the board and the art supplies that they're using. See, children between ages 3 and 5 have a vocabulary that grows from 900 to 2,500 words. Their sentences become longer and more complex. So this is just a great growing time for them in their verbal skills, letting them extend our stories, tell stories, do dramatic plays, all building those verbal skills.
So you got little actors coming up.
Oh, yes, and we have a lot of that dress-up clothes and props for them to do that, and that really is all part of them learning in that creative side and literature and language skills.
So their vocabulary, when they come in at the age of 3, their vocabulary, on the average, would be about 900 words.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they're finished with preschool, it should exceed 2,500 words. Is that right?
Yes.
And learning it not only to what the words mean and how to string these words together, that's incredible, but also you're actually involved in helping the students learn to read, at least on a basic level. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. In a good preschool program, the students are going to be singing alphabet songs and following along in a picture book. They become to understand that there's a sound and symbol relationship, that letter A has a sound, and learn those connections between them.
You know, that's the only way I can remember the alphabet: A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I still remember that. Does that work?
That still works. It's tried and true. Absolutely. Yeah, and so we give them a lot of opportunities. They love stories. They love to tell stories. We like to stop in the middle of a story and let them predict what's going to happen. Use those verbal skills in our reading time and science, even out on the playground. Introducing new vocabulary is part of our world and part of their play, and they just are little sponges and soak it up and retain so much every day.
Wow, what a difference between that and sitting at home and watching television. What a huge difference. And like you said, their minds, their little minds are like sponges. The minds are physically growing, but there's a lot of hardwiring that is being connected at this age in their minds. All these synapses and little highways in their mind that are being connected, and they're getting ready to mm-hmm. for kindergarten and first grade and beyond to really excel, aren't they?
Yeah, we're building blocks and foundational things that kids are going to learn on for their pre-reading and literacy skills and math skills, their self-confidence skills, and learning to interact with each other and engage with other students.
Getting
They're
along.
All important.
Getting along.
Yes.
Sharing.
That's as important as the rest of the list.
You know, I can think of some politicians that might want benefit from going to the Key Baptist Preschool when it comes to getting along and sharing. So this is very, very practical. Julie, you know, you mentioned counting and numbers, and how are pre-math and literacy skills taught in age-appropriate ways there at preschool?
Yeah, well, we talked about how we're introducing them to literacy, and we offer them a wide variety of games to help them acquire these skills. In math, we have games with where sorting and counting and board games to build their understanding of numbers and categories and sequence things. Supports their math learning later in life. In literacy, our kids are learning to rhyme and sing and chant, and they learn how to hear sounds that are alike and different within a word. Those are all really foundational pre-reading skills for them to hear and discern different sounds.
And once again, Kihei Baptist Preschool, its space is limited. You're enrolling right now.
That's
right. But it is limited enrollment because there's a very small ratio between teachers and students. And by design, the preschool is kept small so that there's that individual attention at Kihei Baptist Preschool. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. And that's such a wonderful thing we get to offer our families. Yes, we have two teachers mm-hmm. to 13 students, so we have a wonderful ratio, lots of great one-on-one attention for our kids. And you can be sure at Kihei Baptist that your students will be well cared for, enjoying their activities and making friends and building the knowledge and skills and confidence that they need to have a successful time in kindergarten and beyond.
And beyond.
Yes.
and one final question, Julie. It's Kihei Baptist Preschool, but what if people don't go to a Baptist church? Are they eliminated from applying?
By no means. They do not need to attend any church to attend Kihei Baptist Preschool. You are welcome to attend, and we would welcome that, but there's no church membership required.
Excellent. Yeah. So just contact you.
Just contact me. If you go to kiheibaptist.org, there's a link there to our preschool page and a phone number I can speak to you directly, and would be delighted to show you that classroom Dave is talking about. It's visually beautiful and stimulating and inviting the children to come in and learn and explore, and we have a wonderful, big, safe playground as well.
Fantastic. Mahalo nui loa, Julie Korver, for joining us today on Maui Family Focus. I've learned a lot about preschool, and I wish I had to do it all over again. That's what I would do. And if you would like to learn more about this topic, about being a better parent or auntie or uncle or caregiver, or more about God's love for you, then I encourage you strongly to visit the website, kiheibaptist.org. You can find the link to Julie Korver and her phone number and all the rest to learn more about enrolling your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter at this time. Remember, space is limited. So enroll today. If you'd like to learn more, do that. I would encourage you. Well, be sure to tune in the same time next week for another special guest and more helpful advice on Maui Family Focus. Ahui ho!